universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. On April 8, 2024, we will be having an eclipse of the sun once again. You may remember we had one back in August of 2017. And actually, by the way, we'll not have another eclipse until August 23rd, 2044. It's not a very common thing. And not only is it not common, but it is quite a phenomenon. With that in mind, I did do a podcast on eclipses back in 2017, and so I'd like to bring you that podcast now. The total eclipse of the sun. It only happens once in a great while. Here in St. Louis, only in the United States, a total eclipse like this in about 400 years. We get partial eclipses. That's where the moon goes in front of the sun and blocks out its light completely. Now, when I was 11 years old, that's when I lost my sight. I remember looking up and seeing the sun and the moon and the stars, and I was 11 years old, didn't pay much attention to it. Now that 40-some years later, I can only guess and imagine what that'll be like. Daylight, and then all of a sudden, a shadow, and then total darkness. So, the blind guy is kind of asking, what's the point? Oh, now, I did some research to understand this a little bit more, and there's some interesting phenomenon that will be happening during the eclipse of the sun. Shadow bands are one. During the eclipse, just prior to the total eclipse of the sun, by the way, which only lasts about a minute and a half, the whole thing lasts a couple hours, but the total eclipse, if you're in this 70-mile band from Oregon to Florida, is only about a minute and a half. Just prior to that, if you look down on the ground and on a white surface, it'll look like the lines are moving back and forth, back and forth. It's because the sunlight is popping out between the mountains of the moon and peeking through, and because the moon is moving, the light moves. Interesting. When the eclipse totally happens, they are expecting that the air will chill. This is something a blind person can experience, up to 20 degrees. And the reason is, and I didn't realize this, the sunlight makes air expand, that's the warmth, and that's what causes a lot of the winds in our upper atmosphere. Well, because the light is blocked out, the wind dies down, and so the air doesn't move, and with no light coming from the sun to warm it, it will cool really quickly. And because of that, the animals will be confused. Bats will probably start to fly around. Birds will go to roost. The crickets and cicadas will start to sing like it's nighttime. Just as it's happening, there is a diamond ring effect. And they say you shouldn't look at this unless you're wearing the glasses. Wear the glasses that protect. There's what's called the diamond ring effect, that actually the sunlight will peek around the edge of the moon with a blue color, and you'll see it moving. And it has a beautiful blue corona effect because the sun actually is made up of plasma, that and the magnetic field of the sun will pull and contract. And so this blue aura around the moon's edge will move. But if you look at it with the naked eye, all of that is radiation. It'll burn your retina instantly. That's why you got to wear these glasses. They're also hoping that during that time, there will be prominences. These are where the sun will shoot off solar flares, and they're red ruby lights. And again, if you saw it with the naked eye, it would probably burn your eye. During the solar eclipse, you'll be able to actually see four different planets. Venus and Mercury, and rarely do you see Mercury because it's so close to the sun, but because the sun's light is blocked, you'll see it. But also you'll see Mars and Jupiter, and then also Sirius, the dog sun, which is a very bright sun from what I understand. So these are the things that happen during this solar eclipse. So it's quite a phenomenon that will be happening. Okay, so I'm going to try to be with some people who can maybe tell me what's going on. And you've heard all the stuff that's going on. It's kind of like in the year 2000 when it came around, New Year's Day, and it was all excitement. What's going to happen as the new thousands millennia comes around? And it's just a time for people to gather and have excitement and ooh and ah. Well, then I thought to myself, okay, I'm a spiritual guy, I'm a Christian, I believe in God. Does he have anything to say about it? Well, I went looking and I found a verse. And it's from Acts chapter 2. Peter is talking to the crowd and he says, I will show wonders in the heaven. He's, by the way, Peter is quoting first here Joel. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness. That sounds like the eclipse. And the moon to blood. That's another type of eclipse, a lunar eclipse. Before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. Come back to that in a second. Then Peter says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Man of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man credited to by God to you by miracles, signs, and wonders which God did among you through him. So these are the words Peter was speaking on Pentecost Day when they were speaking in tongues. First he spoke about the signs and wonders in the sky, but then he spoke about the signs and wonders on the earth, and that is Jesus. And he said, these will all happen before the day of the Lord comes. But the key point, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. What I kind of drew from this verse is, God is about doing amazing things. And it's neat to see the amazing things, even though we kind of scientifically understand what's going to be happening with the eclipse. It's an amazing thing. You only see it once in a while, if you can see. And if you can't see, and if you're out there, you'll experience the coolness and the reaction of all of Earth's animals. It's going to be an interesting thing. But God did other amazing things, which he could explain how he could raise the dead and give sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and cure sicknesses, and forgive sin. Yeah, God can explain it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. I kind of see the eclipse of the sun as just another thing saying to us, by God, I'm active in your world. I love you, world. And I'm trying to draw your attention to me because the day you do it, I will be there for you. Because after all, you're not alone. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the signs and the wonders that you put in the heavens. And though we sort of understand them, we still don't. Thank you for the signs and wonders you did here on earth. Though we understand them, we really don't. But yet we accept the ones in the heavens. Help us to accept the ones that you did while you lived here so that we might know your love for us. Help us to see the handy craftiness work of God who is so creative, the Father, so that we might embrace you, Jesus, and your wonderful work of salvation, so that, Holy Spirit, we may also cherish and hold deep the wonderful work that you do in transforming our lives to love and serve you better. In your name, Jesus, we ask this. Amen. If you got any interesting experiences about the eclipse, any other things, or if I got something wrong, don't hesitate to email me. I love to hear from you all. Thanks. You can write me at dave@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.